Indians and Mariners. Couple of players from each team having some fun before the game. We'll take it to the top of the first. Francisco Lindor at the plate.
Swinging a drive deep to right field. Haniger going back, looking up. Goodbye baseball, number 33 on the year for Francisco Lindor. 33 home runs for the Indians out of the leadoff spot. And just like that, the Indians have taken a very quick 1-0 lead.
Two outs, bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Strike three call. He froze him. A fastball at 96, sizzling right over the inside part of the plate. Down goes Heredia with the bases loaded and the Mariners' threat put to bed here in the sixth.
6-2 Indians. The stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Ramirez a swing and a high drive deep to left field. Hanneman going back to the 1-8 track to the wall. Goodbye baseball into the bullpen. Jose Ramirez with a two-run home run. The Indians now lead it 8-2, his 28th home run of the year. Delivers. Swing and a fly ball. Well hit to left field. Hanneman going back to the 1-8 track. Leaps up. Goodbye baseball. A three-run home run by Yan Gomes, his second home run of the afternoon. And the Indians are now pouring it on here in the top of the ninth inning. They now lead it by a score of 11-2.
Cleveland would take this one 11-4. The Indians are now 28-2 in their last 30 games. Meanwhile, the Mariners have lost 7 of their last 8. Carlos Carrasco goes 5 2/3, allowing one run on 6 hits with 6 strikeouts. He improves to 17-6. Scott Servais and the Mariners unable to figure out the red-hot Indians on Saturday as they lose 11-4. Here's what Servais had to say about the loss.
I thought Andrew Moore today wasn't quite as sharp as he's been the last couple times out, and I think we recognized that early in the game. I say that, and, you know, he got us 4 innings. Marco did a nice job picking him up. You look up after 6 innings out of those two guys, and we've only given up 3 runs. I think a couple of them, only 2 of them were earned. But, you know, we had a few chances offensively. You know, double plays hurt us. You know, getting a big hit with the bases loaded and a couple out. You know, you kind of need that to keep rallies going and keep pressure on the other team. And that, you know, we grinded out some at bats against Andrew Miller there when the shadows were getting starting to play impact in the game. But, you know, he made big pitch and you got Heredia out to get out of that jam. But disappointing. I thought we had, you know, obviously great ball game last night. Kind of an emotional lift up, and for us where we're going, we just didn't respond today. And it was about catching the baseball and doing things right fundamentally, and we haven't done that. We've struggled with that. That's one area that needs to be addressed here as we go forward. It's one area, you know, we need to take more pride in doing, and it starts with me and the coaching staff and down through the players. You got to protect the baseball. Every out is so crucial in this game, and when you don't get them, you pay the price.
On Sunday, the Mariners will send out Mike Leake to face Corey Kluber.